In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Unbelief is always mysterious, but the unbelief of the figure of Judas is especially unique. For he was called by Jesus, followed him, listened to his teachings, and was an eyewitness to some miraculous things. But then he betrayed Jesus. But then not so soon afterwards, he was so remorseful over what he had done that he committed suicide. What's interesting is that his betrayal of Jesus was no worse than Peter's denial. The difference is that Peter repented and lived. Judas felt contrition and died. Judas felt bad about what he had done, but he did not believe in Jesus' life-giving forgiveness. Judas is an interesting character because for such a big role as he had in Jesus' life, we don't know much about him. The Gospels call him Jesus' betrayer. John refers to him as a thief who would want to sell expensive ointment used to rub Jesus' feet and skim some off the top, since he was the one in charge of the money bag for the disciples. But beyond that, we don't know much about him. I've heard before that it's possible that Judas was a zealot. Zealots were named after the short swords that they carried, for zealots were revolutionaries against the Roman rule. They rebelled against Roman occupation with violent force. And if this were true, then we could guess why it was that Judas rejected Jesus as the Messiah. Like the other Jewish people, the zealots were awaiting their promised Messiah. However, they had hoped for the wrong kind of Messiah. The zealots were Israelite nationalists who believed that God was sending a Messiah to reestablish the kingdom of David. The Messiah would be the general king who would bring true freedom from the Romans, and with that, economic prosperity. But also this Messiah would bring a pure worship of Yahweh, ending the centuries of pagan influence on God's people's religious practices. Many people believe that Jesus was this kind of Messiah. After all, he was fulfilling many of the prophecies. His miracles indicated that he's conquered Satan and sickness and even death itself. But the confusing part, he wasn't training or recruiting soldiers or other revolutionaries. So after 3 years, it probably dawned on Judas that Jesus was not going to start a revolution against Rome. So then maybe it starts to make a little bit more sense why Judas betrayed Jesus. He thought to try and make a little money while he could off of this phony Messiah. But we shouldn't judge the motive of others. The point is that Judas betrayed Jesus for one reason or another. Jesus wasn't the kind of Messiah that he was looking for. That problem wasn't unique to Judas. When others had rejected Jesus for the same reason, Jesus compared them to children who got mad because what they wanted didn't meet their expectations. A lot of Jews had the wrong idea about who the Messiah was going to be for the people. This mindset wasn't unique to the Jewish people in Jesus' day either. Today, there's many people who have certain expectations for Jesus. And when he doesn't meet those expectations, he's rejected. For example, when a loved one dies, they want God to immediately end their grief. If he doesn't immediately cure their sorrows, he's rejected as uncaring. When Jesus doesn't remove injustices from their lives, he's rejected as weak. When Jesus doesn't remove the earthly consequences of sin after repentance and forgiveness, he's rejected as useless. When Jesus doesn't fit our image or meet our expectations, the tendency is to reject him. Despite Judas's betrayal, something caused Judas to repent. But I should note, Judas's Greek word for repentance is metamelethes, indicating a feeling of remorse, and not the Greek word for repentance that includes a renewed faith, metanoia. Judas felt remorse for what he had done. He threw the 30 pieces of silver back to the Pharisees and hanged himself in despair. However, Judas's repentance was incomplete. Luther's Small Catechism teaches us that confession has two parts. First, that we confess our sins, and second, that we receive forgiveness. Judas's repentance didn't lead him to believe that he was forgiven. He did confess, and perhaps he even changed his mind about who Jesus was, for he said to the Pharisees, "I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood." Behind Judas's spoken words is maybe the unspoken realization that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah. During Jesus' trial on Maundy Thursday, the high priest said to Jesus, "I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus responded, "Yes, it is as you say." The high priest charged Jesus with blasphemy, but Judas declared Jesus to be innocent of these charges. Certainly, Judas believed that blasphemers aren't innocent. But perhaps this is Judas's confession, that Jesus claims to be the Son of Man, as the prophet Isaiah, as the prophet Daniel prophesied, were true. Fortunately, Judas's sorrow alone couldn't save him. He counted himself too unworthy to receive the healing absolution of our Lord. He could have received absolution from Jesus after sinning against him, like Peter did. But cut off from Jesus, Judas's despair carried him to eternal death. As Jesus said, it would have been better if he had not been born. How Judas could have regretted betraying the Son of God so deeply, yet not acknowledge his gracious, forgiving nature and decide to take his own life into his hands? That's a mystery that still remains. But Judas's witness endures. In it, there's warning and there's insurance. His witness is this: Jesus was not my Messiah, but he is the Son of God. Judas reminds us that we must deal with our sins rightly, instead of burying ourselves in our guilt, with which leads us nowhere but physical and eternal death. We should let Christ absolve us, bearing our guilt, for that's the purpose of his cross. He also reminds us to not reject Jesus in our discouraging times. Surely we all have our weak moments. Any one of us could give up on Jesus. Our sins are ever before us, and Satan loves to remind us of our past sins. He tells us that we're unworthy to be God's children. And in a sense, he's right. When we listen to Satan's voice, though, he tries to get us to hide our sins from others. Certainly, he wants to hide our sins from Jesus, but that would be foolish. We can try and hold on to our guilt like Judas, but his guilt led to despair. He sank so far down that he didn't believe Jesus could ever forgive him. Judas's death warns us to never allow ourselves to be cut off from Jesus' forgiveness in word and sacrament. For in these means, Jesus takes our guilt and shame. He takes our weaknesses. He strengthens and restores us. Believe in Jesus. Live through Jesus. Believe he is the Son of the living God, even when you're disappointed. For he is your Messiah. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.